Hello and welcome to the module Introduction Financial Accounting, which has the module course code of FSC 1501. My name is Michael Engelbrecht and I'm one of the four lecturers for this module. The other lecturers are Mrs. L. Govender, Mrs. Durant and Mr. Donald Kamalo. We can be contacted telephonically on 012-429-4233 and our email address is fac1501@unisa.ac.za. Please note that our contact details and email is also in tutorial letter 101. By now you should have received the following study material for FSC 1501. One study guide, tutorial letter 101 and 102. If you have not received any of the study material, please contact UNISA Dispatch Department on 012-429-6561 or last four letters 2620-2712, or you can download the study material from MyUNISA. For information on how to register yourself for MyUNISA, please go to www.unisa.ac.za. Please note that during the course of the semester, you will receive additional tutorial letters such as tutorial 103 and tutorial letter 201. Tutorial letter 103 will contain the self-assessment assignment 3 with the solution, as well as a May-June 2011 examination paper and solution. Tutorial letter 201 will contain the solutions to the assignments, the examination guidelines, and the October-November 2011 examination paper and solution. Please note that these past examination papers are given to you for revision purposes only. Do not expect the same topics covered to be in the May-June 2012 exam. All topics must be studied. Please note, there is no prescribed textbook for FSC 1501. You will only need your study guide. A proposed study program has been provided to you on page 13 of tutorial letter 101, which you can use as a guideline and adapt to your preference in planning of your own study program. There are some important information regarding assignments, due dates and study units to be studied for each assignment that we would like to share with you. Assignment 1 is due on the 5th of March 2012 and covers student study units 1 to 4 from your study guide. This assignment must be submitted in order for you to get admission to the examination. The mark that you would receive in assignment 1 will contribute 50% towards your year mark. If you do not submit assignment 1, you will not be able to write the exams. I repeat, you will not be able to write the exams in May and June if you do not submit assignment 1. They won't even accept assignment 2 if you do not submit assignment 1. Assignment 2 is due on the 9th of April 2012 and covers study units 5 to 8 from your study guide. This assignment is compulsory should you wish to improve your year mark, as it also contributes 50% towards your year mark. Your assignments can be submitted via post or via the MyUNISA website. When submitting via post, please make a copy of your assignment and submit your assignment before the due date to allow for any postal delays. If possible, submit your assignments via the MyUNISA website because you will have proof that your assignment was submitted. Please do not contact your lecturers for assignment due date extensions, as none will be given. It is our advice as lecturers that you try and complete both assignments, as this will help you to improve your year mark. In tutorial 103, there's a self-assessment assignment as well as a solution. This self-assessment assignment covers all the study units in the module, and you can expect that the questions in the exam to be similar to those questions in TUT 103 and the questions and answers in each study unit. Please contact your closest UNISA Learning Center to inquire about tutor classes for 1501. There will be no discussion classes given by the lecturers for this module for this semester. However, you are more than welcome to phone us, email, or make appointments to see us. We as lecturers are aware of reputable people giving private classes. If you wish to attend those classes, please contact us. In conclusion, we would like to say that should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to contact any one of your lecturers in the module. We hope that you enjoy this module and we wish you every success in the future of your studies.